Example. Extract 0.
For most of us, having a safe, secure place to call home is something that we just take for granted. But for many others in BC and across Canada, a comfortable place they call home just seems to be beyond reach. We have an obligation to give people who are homeless or at risk of homelessness the opportunity to live in safe, clean, and affordable housing. We're working with local governments and nonprofits to help more British Columbians break the cycle of homelessness. This year, we're investing $328 million in shelters and affordable housing, nearly three times as much as was invested in 2001.
Extract number one.
We all value the unique natural environment we share in British Columbia and the unbeatable quality of life that it supports. Increasingly, we've all come to recognize the threat posed to our quality of life by climate change. The science is clear. Global warming is real. As a result of steps we've taken in recent years, British Columbia now has the second lowest per capita greenhouse gas emissions in Canada. But our emissions are still growing more rapidly than many neighboring jurisdictions. British Columbians have told us clearly, you want government to act. In this week's throne speech, the province outlined BC's plan of action to meet the challenge of climate change. It sets out ambitious but achievable goals for BC, including the reduction of our province's greenhouse gas emissions by 33% by 2020.
Extract number two.
We all want long, healthy lives for ourselves and our children. And because of the choices we each make, BC has the highest life expectancy in Canada. In fact, if we were an independent country, we'd have the second highest life expectancies in the world. The fact that BC has the lowest rates of tobacco use is a big part of that. But one in seven British Columbians still smoke. Every year, tobacco use costs our healthcare system almost $2.3 billion. And over 6,000 British Columbians die from tobacco use or secondhand smoke each year. To protect the health of British Columbians, the province is working to reduce tobacco use.
Extract number three.
We all want to see the young men and women of our province grow and succeed. More than ever before, access to post-secondary education is critical to helping them reach their dreams. But when it comes to Aboriginal youth in particular, we still have a long way to go to boost the numbers seeking university and college training. Aboriginal post-secondary enrollment is rising, but a non-Aboriginal person is five times more likely to have a university degree. This week, the province launched a $65 million BC Aboriginal post-secondary education strategy. It will create more Aboriginal scholarships. It will support new partnerships between public post-secondary institutions and their Aboriginal communities. And it will fund gathering places that reflect Aboriginal culture.
Extract number four.
Tomorrow marks the 140th birthday for Canada. 1867 to 2007. 140 years of progress of working together to create a model for the rest of the world. How lucky we are to live in a country that celebrates citizenship, and citizens from all over the world celebrates their traditions, their cultures, and their opportunity to work together to create one of the richest places in the world for us all to live. We live in a province with incredible natural resources, incredible natural endowments, and a sensational public. The people of British Columbia are recognized for their leadership in business, in the arts, in academia, and throughout the world for the great communities that we all live in.
Extract number five.
We've all just lived through an incredible week as stock markets and the world's financial institutions reeled from one shock after another. We've watched as our RSPs and our pension funds have lost value. It's no wonder that people are worried. A few things are clear. We're all in this together. It's not time to trot out the old polarized rhetoric that paralyzes us from seeing what's really going on and taking action. This is no time for glib comments. We're all affected. If you have a pension plan, you're affected. If you have an RSP, you're affected. If you own your own home or you rent, you're affected. If you work in energy, transportation, construction, forestry, or mining, you're affected. As world economies take a battering, it isn't too surprising that we're all worried about our families, our jobs, our businesses.